727 Walker and Charlie, we have a real treat this morning. We are joined by our buddy Joey, who is with Zach Brown's company and is in Gatlinburg right now.
The company's called Southern Grounds. We're headquartered in Peachtree City. We're owned and founded by Zach Brown.
And Zach Brown is busy right now, so he sent y'all up there and said, take care of the people of Gatlinburg and Dollywood, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of the questions have been, you know, is Zach Brown coming? And those things, but what people don't really understand is we have our A team here for what we're here to do.
Oh, yeah.
To cook food with this 18-wheeler we have. And to kind of explain to you, if you've ever seen a NASCAR race, we have a two-story 18-wheeler that originally was a NASCAR hauler, and our team here converted it into a mobile kitchen.
And, oh, my
hope,
gosh.
Yeah. We hope to do about 3,000 meals a day out of our kitchen.
Whoa.
And we have the tremendous group called Operation Barbecue Relief that's done this before, and they're here helping us utilize our resources to the best of our ability.
That's amazing. So what can we do to help right now?
Today we're going to give our first meal at noon. So we hope to do lunch and dinner today. And then after that, we'll have an idea of the volume of volunteers we'll need. We have a lot of people trying to volunteer right now, so we think we're good, but we want to get through a meal and see, because we plan on being here for quite a few days. So we're not asking for an immediate call to action at the moment. The only thing we're asking people to do right now is if they want to give a financial donation, look up the Gatlinburg Chamber of Commerce Foundation, and they're working really closely with the community, and they're starting to plan for rebuilding these homes.
We're talking with Joey from Southern Ground, Zach Brown's company out of Peachtree City, and he's in Gatlinburg right now. I was hoping, Joey, that maybe you could set the scene for us a little bit. I mean, I've been to Gatlinburg.
Absolutely.
Charlie's been to Gatlinburg, and we know the area, and pretty much everyone listening has been at some point. What is it like right now being there? Just paint the picture for us a little bit.
It's almost bittersweet in the sense that, you know, we showed up 2 mornings ago in the middle of the night, and what we have right now is there's a sports complex called Rocky Top Sports Complex.
Mm-hmm.
So inside the sports complex, we have around 500 people, mostly families, who have been, you know, evacuated from their home, most of which have lost their home. And we're housing and feeding them inside the sports complex. And then at the library, kind of across the parking lot, that's the command and control center for all the emergency responders. So we have city officials, state officials, fire, police, and EMT. But then in this parking lot that we are set up in to feed people, there are fire trucks from every county and city across East Tennessee, North Georgia. It is amazing just to see these men and women work together. We have a tour bus here. Zach sent the tour bus from his band to support this. One thing I do want to say, because I don't feel like the news media has reported it accurately, the main strip of Gatlinburg is mostly intact. Only a few places were burned.
Okay.
But it's the residential area, one street behind, that just looks
destroyed.
The term I've heard the most is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
It is. It is. I apologize. It's emotional. It's I've fought in Iraq. I fought in Afghanistan. I lost my legs in Afghanistan. And I've seen people recover from some pretty bad things. So the message I've had for these guys is just, you know, the worst day's already behind you. And every day after that can be a little bit better. And to see this community come together and take care of one another, cry together, laugh together when they can, for me, that's hope. So the heartbreak is there, but the hope is even bigger.
That's the most important part. You got to have it to make it through.
Again, we're speaking with Joey from Southern Ground, that's Zach Brown's company out of Atlanta, about the wildfires in Gatlinburg and how people are helping out right now. I know that you guys and Zach are foodies. So what is on the menu right now? What do you got? What do you got prepared?
Do we have time to drive up there?
Hey, meat and more meat. You know,
it's my favorite food groups.
Is barbecue. Yeah. So we're going to serve barbecue and chips and other sides to go with it. Green beans and corn were delivered last night. I did a Facebook Live interview last night, and a company showed up this morning, and I'll get the name as soon as I can. And they want to give all the sausage, and that was the one thing we didn't have on the meat side. So we're going to be able to do a better breakfast than we thought we could.
So many people have connections to the Gatlinburg area, whether it's a vacation or they know someone or they spent their honeymoon there. So this is a way to give back and make sure you can take the kids back up in a couple of years.
We're going to do everything we can to make sure these families, you know, still have a Christmas here in just a few weeks.
Joey, we appreciate everything that you have done for us and everything you're doing in this effort right now in Gatlinburg. trust me, it means a lot to those people, but it means a lot to us as well. And tell Zach to come see us next time you see him.
Absolutely, I will.
Hi.